Hey, welcome to the conversation. Andy signing in. This time I'm sitting actually outside of the Bethel Prayer House, 933 College View Drive in Reading. They have a 24-hour prayer center where anybody can access at any time. Crazy environment. They've got a beautiful pond outside. You can hear probably that water in the background. So I'm sitting out here. I had a meeting cancel. So something's been just rolling over in my head for the last few days. So I thought I'd take the opportunity to sit down and just hash that out with you. And it's really what I've noticed is my level of restlessness, or probably anxiety, more just restless, or kind of almost like you've had too much coffee. Just a little bit jittery with so many things going on. Not bad things, good things. Great opportunities, but what it does is it's put pressure on everything else because there's still only 24 hours in the day. And I've noticed that some of these good things have been pressuring my time to connect with God. And I've caught time here, I've caught time 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, but it's taken away from that extended time where I just get to sit and center and bring peace. So on Monday morning, for me personally, I take time every day, always in the Word. But I also take time the first hour that I'm in my office, wherever I am. I take that time to just sit and listen. And that's been a practice for a number of years. Well, recently, with all this increase in favor and opportunities, that's been squeezed. There's been people internationally that I have phone calls with, and that's the only time they can do. And then there's other things that someone just walks in, or there's all of these things that's pressurized that to the point that I have let that slide. And I recognized that on Monday, same thing happened. I had a call. I'd planned on just having that time to sit and focus and think and get things set. And it just got distracted again. So finally, it gets about till 10:30 in the morning. And I thought, I just can't carry on like this. I'm bouncing. It's almost like I'm bouncing from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing and not achieving what I should be. My peace is gone. So I just effectively just wiped everything off my desk, said no to everything, went and sat in our lounge area and just said, God, I've got to connect with you. Everything else is pushing away from the number one thing that is the cause of all my increase. It's you. And so I sit down and firstly I just read. I anchor myself in the Word. And then I open up my journal and just start to write what I'm thinking. And I started to write a series of things around this. And I was reminded of a couple of things. One, Eric Johnson is the pastor of Bethel Church, son of Bill Johnson. He's leading locally. And he made this statement on Sunday morning during staff prayer. It's a story of what he's walking through with their property and their grass. They've been working on getting some grass established in their backyard. It just hasn't grown. They've irrigated it the typical 10 to 15 minutes in the morning, 10 to 15 minutes in the night. It's just not growing like it should be. So I went and spoke to a specialist and just said, this is my situation, this is the grass, this is where our soil, this is the situation, like all of those details. And the specialist said, oh, the grass that you've got actually will grow roots down 17 inches. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night, that's not enough. What actually you need to do is put the water on for 45 minutes at first thing in the morning and then wait a couple of hours and water it for another 45 minutes. If you do that, it will cause the water to soak down and allow these roots to grow into that, and it'll jobs be done. So Eric and his wife went away for a couple of weeks, came back, and they set that system in process, and the grass, there was like a completely new lawn, green, thriving, and obviously the roots had gone deep. That made me think, Andy, if even when I'm busy, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night, connecting with Jesus is just not enough. I need to soak so that my roots go deep. I need that extended period of time because that's when it builds. Secondly, there's this scripture in Luke where there's these two sisters, Mary and Martha, and their brother was Lazarus. And Jesus turns up because they're friends of his, and he's coming and doing his thing. And Martha was running around preparing things that need to be prepared, taking care of details. It's a pretty significant moment. And the scripture says that Martha was distracted with much serving. And then Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you're busy and distracted with all the details, but one thing is important. Sit at my feet and listen to my voice. And I just convicted again is I get distracted with much serving. I get distracted with good things. I get distracted with the increase that comes from because Jesus is in town. Things are going well. There's all these people and I'm taking care of the things that a good follower of Jesus would take care of. And yet they're the very things that can actually distract me from the one thing that is most important, which is literally sitting at his feet and listening to his voice. That's what causes everything else to come into alignment, to come into sync, to restore peace, to help establish priorities. It's that protected and extended time where I don't just write out a list of things to do. I want to say, Holy Spirit, what are the things that you are saying are most important for me to focus on today? Because I know that if I will, one, have that connection with him, two, then I can actually cause everything to flow out. Well, I was writing these things down. I just felt so centered again. It was really good. And I'm looking at what I've written down is sit and listen. And I realized, you know, it's one thing before that. It's actually be still and know that I am God. I have to cease from all my activity. What I had to do was almost get violent in pushing everything out of my way in order to protect a space that I can have alone and quiet. So it's not just sit and listen. I've got to stop what I'm doing, cease my activity, say no to all the voices, say no to all the demands, and protect a quiet place so then I can sit and I can read and I can pause and then I can listen. Holy Spirit, what do you want to say to me? What do I need to hear from you today? What do you think about these situations that I'm about to go to? And then I'm looking at my page and I realize that here's this crazy way God speaks to me is just the first letters, stop, sit, listen. It's SSL. And simultaneous to me going through all of this, we've just built a new website. I've had some challenges with the whole security. If you're familiar with websites at all, it used to be HTTP, then / then www, and then the name of your website. Well, I walked through this whole process where the system's changed. It's now not just HTTP, it has to be HTTPS. And the S is all about a security certificate. The security certificate is, it's an abbreviated SSL, and there's a term that means. But the point is, without that certificate, your website will show a symbol of a lock that is not connected. It's a disconnected, as in it's not safe. When you've got that certificate in place, it's HTTPS, which means your site is secured, your site is authentic, and someone visiting your site are going to get what is true and what is real. It's not something that's going to try and rob or take away or be easily hacked or stolen information. And just this light bulb for me personally, stop, sit, and listen, because when I do that, I add an SSL certificate to my life that brings security, that brings authenticity, that I am true to myself. I'm not dancing to someone else's tune. I'm not singing someone else's song. I'm not moving to someone else's drumbeat. I am who I am, and I'm living what I am called to do, because this is my security, this is my standard, this is my source, and I've got that lock in place again. I've just become a secure unit again, a stable unit. I've got my things in place that I need to have in place. So I want to encourage you. Certainly, if you're not doing that already, protect even a small amount of time every single day that you can connect with the source and bring anchor and stability to what you're doing. But secondly is you need more than that. You need an extended period of time where you can sit at his feet and listen to his voice. If you've never done that, jump into a previous podcast that talks about hearing God in Central Park. I'll give you some keys on how to hear God in those places. It's such a key to everything in life, because otherwise you're busy, 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 but you don't get the results. Or you hustle, hustle, hustle and strive, but you're left empty-handed. I want something that remains. I'm something that's authentic, that's real, that's true, because that's what I want to live my life for. Fruitful, productive, and see results that last beyond my lifetime. But most of all, that I'm secure in the internal side of me. There's peace, there's security. I'm not bouncing all over the place. I need to get back to that which is most important. Sit at his feet and listen to his voice. So I encourage you to do that. If this has been valuable to you and you want to go deep with us, check out authenticlife.build. And we talk about some things there you can jump on board with. But otherwise, thanks for joining the conversation.